sailors missing after collision at sea.
A large hole in the side of the USS John S. McCain.
Afghanistan game plan.
We will hear the president unveil his path forward.
A total eclipse of the sun.
It's like a once in a lifetime. I mean, I might not be around for the next one.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 10 American sailors aboard the USS John S. McCain are missing after a collision in Southeast Asia. CBS's Ben Tracy has details.
The collision happened east of Singapore in the Strait of Malacca, one of the busiest shipping lanes in the world. The U.S. warship collided with a 30,000-ton oil and chemical tanker, more than three times its size. Kevin Iyer is a retired Navy captain.
Yes, these ships have radars. They have other sophisticated systems which they can use to identify ships around them. But beyond a certain point, you have dozens of ships within perhaps a five-square-mile box all milling about.
The search and rescue operation involves ships and aircraft from the U.S., Malaysia, and Singapore. At least four sailors were evacuated by helicopter to a nearby hospital. They are expected to survive.
It's the second disaster at sea for the Navy in the past 2 months. Seven sailors died when the USS Fitzgerald collided with a Philippine cargo ship back in June. Well, tonight, President Trump will tell the nation what's ahead in Afghanistan, scene of America's longest war. White House correspondent Margaret Brennan.
The president is expected to greenlight the deployment of around 4,000 additional U.S. troops to Afghanistan and put new pressure on nearby Pakistan to stop giving safe haven to terrorists.
The strategic process was sufficiently rigorous and did not go in with a preset condition in terms of what questions could be asked or what decisions would be made.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Sunday that U.S. troop numbers may fluctuate, adding to the more than 8,000 forces already in country.
I want to find out why we've been there for 17 years.
President Trump has questioned whether to pull out of Afghanistan, which the Obama administration had once advocated. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine.
The real question is, what is our strategy? And then when you lay out the strategy, then the troop strength question can kind of answer itself.
American troops are at work today, beginning their annual military exercises with South Korea. North Korea, which has traded threats with President Trump, calls them a reckless invasion rehearsal. Well, this is the day scientists and everyone else, for that matter, has been waiting for. A total eclipse of the sun. We'll have people looking to the sky from coast to coast. We begin our team coverage in Oregon with CBS's Steve Futterman.
For nearly 90 minutes today, millions of Americans will be transfixed by a solar spectacular.
I'm so excited. Really super duper excited.
Well, I learned about it 2.5 years ago. And I figured it's something I've always wanted to see in my life.
This is the day the Earth and the Moon will align with the Sun. And across a 70-mile-wide path from coast to coast, day will turn into night.
It'll look like a giant shadow go over Earth.
It will begin here in Oregon.
I don't think it can be really put into words.
Then it will travel east, casting a shadow, finally ending in South Carolina.
To actually see the sun's corona and to feel the cool air from after the shadow has passed in front of us. I don't know if I ever get to see that again.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Salem, Oregon.
And correspondent Anthony Mason is also on our CBS News Sunwatch.
At the center of eclipse mania, Carbondale, Illinois, the small college town home to Southern Illinois University, is putting the finishing touches on an event 3 years in the making.
Stage is set. We are ready for the total solar eclipse 2017.
Stand by, John.
NASA scientists will be broadcasting from the university's campus as the sun, moon, and Earth move into position. And a viewing party at the university's football stadium is completely sold out. 60,000 people are expected to descend on the city, nearly tripling its size. Jeff Grubbs is Carbondale's police chief.
We have all hands on deck as far as personnel is concerned. The overall safety and security of the public is first and foremost.
On roads across the country, law enforcement and highway departments are bracing for gridlock. 200 million people are estimated to be within a day's drive of the path of totality.
And heading east, we find CBS's David Begno in Nashville.
It's been 500 years since Music City's had a total eclipse, and the city estimates about 90,000 people stayed here overnight to get ready to be here this morning. The city has handed out about 4,000 glasses, and the glasses are key. When you put them on, by the way, you'll notice you don't see a darn thing until you actually look up at the sun, and then it all becomes clear. And a little tidbit for you, if you want to use your phone to take a picture, the experts tell us, put your phone inside the glass. That's the best way to take it, because it can actually damage your cell phone lens.
Authorities in Spain are still hunting for suspects in last week's two terror attacks. We're live this morning at the Foreign Desk with CBS's Vicky Barker.
Police forces across Europe are on the lookout for 22-year-old Moroccan-born Younis Abu Yaqub. He was spotted escaping on foot after the Barcelona attack. It now appears the imam, suspected of masterminding both attacks, knew the 2004 Madrid bombers and may have been linked to last year's atrocity in Brussels. He's now confirmed as dead.
It's believed now that he was involved in the bomb-making factory where the explosion went off prematurely, killing the bomb-makers.
Terror expert Shiraz Maher, and within the past hour, the death toll from last week's attacks in Spain has risen to 15. Steve?
One person was killed when a vehicle rammed two bus stops in Marseille, France. Authorities say they don't believe it's a case of terrorism. Funny man Jim Carrey calls Jerry Lewis an undeniable genius. Carl Reiner says he was a comic icon. The tributes are pouring in for Lewis, who died over the weekend.
Hello, I'm Jerry Lewis, the new busboy.
I'm Dean Martin, the old waiter.
His pairing with Dean Martin lasted 10 years and led to a long career in movies and on TV. For decades, Lewis hosted the Labor Day Telethon for muscular dystrophy. Jerry Lewis was 91 years old. The University of Texas at Austin removed three Confederate statues from campus overnight, calling them symbols of white supremacy. And about an hour ago in London, Big Ben chimed. It will go silent now for 4 years of repair work. Collectors are expected to pour into Cleveland this week for a cold one or two.
Homer would love it.
Beer.
It's nothing less than the world's largest show of beer paraphernalia. More than 500 collectors from 37 states and 13 countries attending the three-day Canvention. Includes beer collectibles, including cans and signs and mirrors and coasters and labels and lithographs and postcards ranging in price from 25 cents to $40,000. Cheers. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Well, it wasn't even close at the weekend box office.
My job is to keep you out of harm's way.
I am harm's way.
The Hitman's Bodyguard did away with Logan Lucky in a battle of highly anticipated summer movies. Bodyguard took in more than $21 million in its debut weekend. Logan Lucky, favored by the critics, wasn't so lucky with a little over $8 million. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.